This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Ellen DeGeneres may be able to get 2 million people to retweet her selfie, but for most of us, social media is still fundamentally about relating to our friends. All the same, the ways that we interact on social media are fundamentally different to how we actually interact in real life. Joanna Hayes from the blog Celibate in the City has come up with the top five most annoying social media habits. Hi, Joanna.
Morning, Katrina.
Now, Joanna, I think before we launch into this, that we just all need to confess that we are all guilty of these etiquette blunders from time to time.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. That's how I've managed to identify the ones that annoy me most. They're all ones that I do as well.
Oh, good. I'm feeling better now. Now, what are some of the most common bad habits on social media?
Well, I've picked my top five in crescending order of annoyingness.
Okay, excellent.
So the first most annoying, I think, is stalk booking. So, you know, the people that have Instagram, have Facebook, have Twitter, but they're really just there to check out what everyone else is doing.
Oh, I hate that when they've looked at things, but they don't like it or comment, and then you see them and you're telling them a story and like, oh, yeah, I saw that on Facebook. And it's like, seriously? Like, don't you have some responsibility to kind of show that you've seen something? Otherwise, it's like voyeuristic.
Exactly. It is the weird voyeurism. I think it's the unequal exchange thing. Mm. You know nothing about them because they're not updating anything.
Exactly.
But they apparently know everything about you.
And you didn't even know that they were looking until...
Exactly. Yeah. Until they're like, oh, yeah, I already know what's happened for you for the last 2 weeks. So, you know. So the fourth most annoying, I think, is the travel guide. So, you know, most of us aren't in the Bahamas every day or, you know, jaunting around Paris. And I totally understand that when you're on holidays, it's super exciting. But remember how boring it used to be when Nana got out her holiday slide? That's how boring it is that I have to see 50 photos of you in Paris. I'm totally happy to see one or two, and you can take more photos than that. But the surprise is you don't have to actually share all of them on Facebook. But I admit I'm completely guilty of that. So anyway,
okay. Moving on. What about photos of kids, Joanna? Why do I feel like that's going to be the next thing?
Oh, well, actually, that's a couple more away. There's two things before that.
All right, so yep.
My third, like, most annoying on the way to the most annoying is this thing called Godwin's Law. So way back in 1995, before most social media got started, a guy already observed that in any online argument, within about 20 minutes, people will start comparing people to Hitler. So, you know, it's those, oh, let's have a really intense theological or political discussion on Facebook where none of us have met, I don't know the tone in your voice, and it escalates to the point where people are comparing people to Hitler.
That's so true. Do you know the thing that gets me is when, you know, people who never like or comment on anything that you ever do suddenly jump down your throat the minute you say something that they don't agree with? Do you know what I mean?
I'm like,
if you're my friend, then you have a right to give me your opinion and I'll respect that. But when you're the person who has never once, you know, interacted with me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. And look, I'm absolutely guilty of having massive arguments on Facebook, but I do try to only actually interact with people that I know in real life on that sort of basis. And yeah, so I think at least on the recipient end, I've been more the recipient of total stranger to me jumping down my throat thing. And it is really weird. And I think means that it's not a particularly constructive discussion.
Well, that's probably true. All right, what's number two?
So number two is the selfie addict. We all know one of these. And look, I think the worst offenders are gym junkies who take a photo of themselves every time they've had a run or gone to the gym. And the thing is that it is a photo of themselves. So, look, I have a couple of friends who, like, might do the Bay Run or run somewhere beautiful and have a photo of this is where I ran today. Look, that's lovely. Then I get to see the scenery. But it's the photo of you looking, you know, all sporty.
But her tone's taut and terrific.
Every day, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, and so what's the number one? I think I can see it coming, Joanna.
So it's true. The number one most annoying thing is baby overload. I love babies too, and I, again, am super guilty of posting lots of photos of my niece and nephew online.
Mm.
But the thing that actually annoys me is when it's like, okay, I've seen a photo of your baby today. That's lovely. Oh, one photo of your baby. Oh, look, he's looking very cute in that little sailor outfit or whatever. The overload is when we have 30 photos taken within 5 minutes of each other.
Yeah.
Surprise, your baby still looks the same. You know, there's ways to make sure that not your entire followers befriend you. And one of them is not uploading each photo singly.
Yes, true.
Okay. You're a killer on Instagram.
All right, like Joanna. Yeah, I can see all of that. Now, look, we need to wrap it up, but just so we're not being totally negative, what would you say is a good guide for positive ways to interact?
Well, you know, yeah, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram are wonderful ways, as you said, to keep up with family and friends. I have friends overseas. I have family all around the place. So I do love being able to keep up with them. But, yeah, just make sure we're low on narcissism and high on love. I think those are the things to keep in mind on social media.
Well, thanks. That's pretty conclusive. All right. Cheers, Joanna. Good to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you too.
Joanna Hayes from the blog celibateinthecity.net. You can check out what she says online.